Hello everyone, you're listening to Analyzer Eliza, which is my podcast. I'm Eliza, and today I'll be talking about what shows to watch on Netflix. So the first show that I'll actually recommend is one of my favorite movies, and it's called Seven. It is a crime thriller that stars Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Spacey. And it is directed by David Fincher, one of my favorite directors. So what this movie is about is there's a murderer going, a serial killer, more so, that kills based on the seven deadly sins. So all the people that he kills is based on the seven deadly sins. And it's a crime thriller, so it's very suspenseful. And the way that the movie flows is very interesting as well, as you're always anticipating what's next. It's really one of my favorite movies to watch because you really won't get bored of it, literally. Another movie I'd like to recommend is also by David Fincher, and it's Gone Girl, which stars Rosamund Pike and Ben Affleck. It is also a psychological thriller that deals with how a woman basically tricks her husband and she just disappears into thin air, and how she actually, well, spoiler, but she murders someone and gets away with it. And it seriously is so, so interesting, because I have a thing for female villains, more especially if they are smart as heck. And this movie, you just can't help but to lean towards her side, even though she's crazy. So it's definitely worth a watch. Next up, I'll recommend a series, which is also a crime thriller that is also partly directed by David Fincher, so you know it's good. It's called Mindhunter, and it's about FBI agents that study serial killers to understand their psyches. So it's much more about psychology and learning serial killer behavior to catch other serial killers. And it's really interesting because they really ask all the questions that you want to know, like, why did you do this? What happened that made you do this? And it's really, really insightful to learn about serial killers and their minds. For a fun watch, I would recommend Sex Education. It is a fun, humorous, very humorous British teenage drama, and it focuses on sex therapy, which may sound strange and somewhat interesting for a funny show, but it's literally one of the only coming of age shows that I actually enjoy. And it's really like a light watch, very funny, and it really goes into teenagers, like, how do they express themselves through sex. While it's not very applicable to me, but it's very interesting to know, like, what the world thinks about it. And it's particularly interesting to know that shows can be enjoyable even with a diverse cast. And that's on tea. Next, I would like to recommend Sky Castle, which is a Korean drama, but wait, not your typical romantic, cringy Korean drama. This one is serious because it delves into the issues of the rich and the elite in Korea, which is kind of like a foreshadowing for Parasite, really. But basically, the story is about a number of rich families in this housing community called Sky Castle, where they would actually, like, do whatever it takes to get their children into the top universities, which are the Sky University, Seoul National University, Yonsei University, and Korea National University, I think. I'm not too sure, but basically Sky stands for these three universities. So the rich get into some fishy business with a lady, and there are a lot of things in this show, not just politics, but also crime and even like some teenage drama stuff. I would also like to recommend You, which is more of a popular watch. Most people have already watched it, but it's about this guy, Joe, who does really weird things. He's a stalker, he's a murderer, he's all those things, but it goes, it's like based on his point of view, so it's very interesting, somewhat like Mindhunter. Like, you get to know what he's thinking and how he carries it out. Of course, it's not very realistic, but you never know, man. There might be a Joel Goldberg living near you. But the second season is where it gets spicy, and I really recommend that you watch both seasons, because both seasons are very interesting. I actually particularly like the second season more. It's much more eventful, and there's a lot of spicy stuff happening with, and more characters, more fun characters as well. So yeah, I definitely recommend You. Lastly, I would like to recommend a foreign movie, Bad Genius. It is a Thai crime comedy. I'm not really sure how to categorize it actually, but basically it revolves around high school students trying to cheat an exam, but not just cheat the exam, they cheat as like a class, and they do really drastic things to cheat this exam. It's not even a national exam, it's an international exam, so some of them actually even fly out to Australia to do it earlier. And really female geniuses, chef's kiss, man, chef's kiss. Very interesting movie, just watch it. I really don't know how to explain it without giving out any spoilers, but watch Bad Genius. It's on Netflix. And that's all I have for today's podcast. If you'd like more recommendations, just let me know. Thank you for listening to this pretty short podcast, and I know that I'm not very articulate with my words. My favorite word seems to be interesting. Everything that I watch is interesting. So sorry about that, but thank you for listening anyway. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think about it, and give me suggestions on what I should talk about next. Thank you, and bye-bye.